Pirates set sail this week at your local movie theater. The film Pirates of the Caribbean: The Curse of the Black Pearl opens tomorrow, but commentator Andrea Cooper isn't going anywhere near this one. She had more Disney pirates than she ever wanted when she went to Disney World last year.
The ride began grisly and stayed that way. My 9-year-old and I saw a pirate stuff a prisoner's head into a bucket of water, then pull him out by the hair. In another vignette, a pirate yelled something like, "Die, ye scum! Die, ye scum! Die, ye scum! Die, ye!" That's when I realized we weren't moving. Ahead and behind us, boats floated bumper to bumper. We watched a pirate chase a woman around and around and around and around. My daughter was starting to freak. So was I. Disney is not supposed to break down. "Die, ye scum," the pirate told me. A recorded voice kept warning us to stay in our seats. We bobbed forwards, then backwards, for half an hour. At some point, they had the good sense to shut off the sound, so the pirate slashed and burned in silence. After that, they ground to a halt. We finally spotted a beautiful image on the horizon, an exit sign. A teenager in our boat plotted our escape. He'd step onto land and see what lay beyond that exit. The rest of us would follow. I, the only adult in the craft, urged him on. I could see a clear, wide path between a poor sap and a stockade, and a fort teeming with pirates like roaches. As soon as the kid stepped out of the boat, a young Disney worker burst through the exit and headed toward us like a cannonball. "Please remain seated, sir," he ordered. Either this was a remarkable coincidence, or somebody from Disney had been watching us all along. My daughter and I bolted for the door, hostages no more. The sunlight outside was stunning. So was the scenery. Disney World had vanished. We'd stepped into an ugly back lot with no people and nothing moving, just parked trucks, a curving concrete road, and the backs of low buildings. It was Oz in reverse, from color to black and white. I glanced down and concluded Disney does have a plan for everything, even trapped customers. There were yellow arrows, one after the other, on the sidewalk. We followed them. I remember passing trees in a dumpster, but to be honest, I didn't look up much. It was too unnerving to be in the guts of Disney. I felt like we'd be stuck here on the backside of illusions forever. After about a block, the yellow arrows led to a door. We opened it, walked through, and zap! The Magic Kingdom was back. It was weirdly fun to see the pirate illusion collapse. But if you want the drabness of reality, you don't go to Disney. So I swore I'll never take that pirate's ride again. And even with Johnny Depp in the lead, there's no way I'll see the movie. I already know what the pirates are really like.
Andrea Cooper lives in Charlotte, North Carolina.